It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This week, the politics of the blues.
Blue Cross Blue Shield, to be exact.
It is by far Michigan's largest health insurance company.
It is also a state government creation. It was created by a state law. It has its own law, separate from all other insurance companies, because it is Michigan's insurer of last resort.
And this just basically means Blue Cross has to take everyone who applies. That's its mission, to make sure everyone who wants or needs health insurance can get it.
So it has to take everyone, regardless of age, pre-existing condition, whatever.
And Blue Cross says that actually puts them at a disadvantage when it comes to competing with other for-profit insurance companies that can be, you know, more selective in accepting or rejecting people who apply for coverage.
And those other insurance companies, they give Blue Cross's complaints a great big...
And that's because Blue Cross is the market dominator here in Michigan. It controls 70% of the health coverage market. It has companies that are charitable, not-for-profit, for-profit, an HMO.
It's been giving for-profit insurance company executives heartburn for decades. They resent the Blues tax-exempt status, all the advantages that Blue Cross has. Conservatives, usually conservative Republicans, have been steamed about this state government creation competing so effectively in the private sector.
But Rick, all of that is about to change.
Courtesy of Obamacare.
Starting in 2014, every insurance company will have to take everyone. So what does that mean for the mission of the Blues? Well, it changes everything.
Governor Rick Snyder dropped a bombshell this week when he rolled out his plan for Blues reform.
Times have changed. And if you look at where federal law in particular is going in terms of health care, it's getting much more to an open marketplace where under federal law, insurance companies will be required to provide insurance regardless of their health condition.
And here we are once again, you know, Michigan's Republican governor, supporter of Mitt Romney, saying we're going ahead with plans to work with the federal health care law, you know, that you, my fellow Republicans, have promised to repeal. The governor's plan is to make Blue Cross a policyholder-owned not-for-profit company that would be governed by the insurance code, you know, the same rules as everyone else.
These plans to basically push Blue Cross all the way into the private sector, paying taxes, which Republicans traditionally have wanted, don't work without Obamacare and the individual mandate. So what do you want, Republicans? Which is it? Here we have another split in the Republican Party about what to do when it comes to Obamacare.
And remember how the governor called for the legislature to move ahead with those online insurance exchanges, you know, Travelocity, Orbitz, for people to buy coverage? That has passed the state Senate but remains stalled in the state House, where a critical mass of Republicans said, no, let's wait until after the November election.
Now, the governor is not putting his fellow Republicans in the same box on Blues reform. He says no direct action before the election, but there will be hearings, and the governor does want things to start happening shortly after the election.
But okay, so doesn't that seem
as if Governor Snyder is betting on Mitt Romney, whom he has endorsed, losing in November, betting on Republicans failing to win both chambers of Congress? Well, he says not necessarily.
So I didn't see the point of waiting. But again, things could dramatically change in November. But if you look at the normal legislative process, most likely this wouldn't show up on my desk until after the elections.
But still, and we should point out other companies, you know, for-profit insurance companies aren't jumping up and down with glee. They say Blues reforms that doesn't give them a better shot at biting off more of the Blues market share isn't worth it, that it just doesn't really change anything.
And let's also, Zoe, not forget, for the past, I don't know, 50 years, everyone in Michigan whose name begins with Attorney General, Republican, Democrat, has made a career out of battling the Blues over rate hikes. The Attorney General loses that authority if Blue Cross becomes just another insurance company. Bill Schuette is a free market Republican, certainly, but he doesn't seem to be feeling the thrill on this one.
Right. It's this internal conflict for Republicans that in order to get what they want, that the Blues become just another free market player, that Obamacare has to stand. You know, I want that piece of cake, but I don't want the calories that come along with
it. Which is it going to be? Is this really what you want?
Never what you wish for, because you just might get it. And if you get it, then you just might not know.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.